welcome back to the Giants Facebook page. Happy New Year, everybody. It's time for another edition of On the Line. I'm Paul Dottino. He's two-time Super Bowl champion, Davin Deal. And you guys know us as Dotson Deal. We've been here all season long. And right now, we've got our season wrap-up show. We're here to take your questions and your comments about the New York Football Giants as they cap off the 2017 season and look ahead to 2018. Now, before we get to our questions and comments, David, I know a lot of fans want to chime in. Let me get some thoughts on your take for the season. Obviously disappointing. A lot of different things happened to this team, but they've already turned over a new leaf, and they're starting on a new direction.
And that's one of the brightest points for me of 2017 was this signing of Dave Gettleman as the new GM of the New York Giants. I absolutely love Dave Gettleman. He's somebody that I've known now for over 16 years, have a great relationship with him. And number one, not only is he a stand-up guy and a great person to have as a friend, but an unbelievable talent evaluator. You know, if there's anybody that is going to grind, do the due diligence, and make sure that they work as hard as they possibly can day in and day out to get the job done, it's going to be Dave Gettleman. And I love his speech and his talk during his press conference. I want guys that don't just want to win, guys who hate to lose, that have that competitive fire and that love playing this game and with passion the way that it should. And believe me, Dave Gettleman is going to be that GM to bring it out of
him. Yeah, cleaning things up, he did say he was going to kick butt. And I know that the locker room certainly had their attention grabbed by his comments. We do have a couple of comments already coming in. Bob wants to know, would you go for a quarterback or trade down in the draft? I'm on record as saying I would trade out.
And that's one of the things that you have to really think about is, number one, what is the situation going to be moving forward with Dave Gettleman and Eli Manning? They have yet to sit down. They have yet to sit down and talk and figure out what it is moving forward. Also, moving along with that, who is going to be the new head coach and what kind of offensive system are they running? So for that number two pick, I know a lot of people just want to say quarterback, but you have to think long term. Okay, who is the head coach? Who is going to run this offensive system? Because if you're going to go with an offensive-minded coach like a Josh McDaniels, that would fit perfectly right now to Eli Manning. But at the same time, if you have a franchise-changing quarterback that you believe in, that you can think can take over the reins and be the next starter for the New York Giants for the next 10 years, then you have to pull the trigger. There's a lot of time before then and now, but more than anything, you know that there are a lot of needs that you have. If you can get a great value for that number two pick and still stay in the upper echelon front and get that guy who you think that you want to pick anyways, though that value of that number two pick holds a lot of weight.
I'm going to combine the next two here. We have Justin and Jay. They want to talk about the Giants head coaching situation. Jay wants to know about the short list for head coaches. Well, we're not going to name names here. That will only feed the rumor mill. And Justin wants to know about Matt Patricia of the Patriots being a good hire. I'm not going to go to individual names, but what I would ask you, David, is would you be more inclined to go for a defensive assistant or an offensive assistant? And do you think that the guy needs to have head coaching experience? We've heard the Giants would lean that way, but it's not mandatory.
I think, number one, it depends on what type of personnel that you are going to keep around after you review this season. As you heard Dave Gettleman, we're going to go back to the tape. We're going to look at all the coaches. We're going to look at all the players and see what we need to do moving forward. Having said that, that's going to be the determining factor on whether they're going to go with an offensive-minded coach or a defensive-minded coach based upon where they feel they need the most work in that venture. But you also heard the Giants say, well, if we truly feel that this is a candidate that can do the job and we're confident in them, that at the end of the day, that isn't a not sure, or I should say a requirement that he has had to have been a head coach. In regards to Matt Patricia, I know a lot has been said. Well, we really don't know about him. Matt Patricia is a rocket scientist. Not really just saying that. He is a rocket scientist. He is an engineer major and master. He is a smart individual that's worked through the ranks of earning like $5,000 a week to now being a defensive coordinator. So you know that he's putting the grit and grind to earn where he is right now as a possible candidate to be the head coach.
I want to go to your offensive line roots because Zach wants to know what you think the future is for Justin Pugh, an unrestricted free agent coming off of back problems.
And that's something that they're going to have to talk about and review moving forward here with this football team and the offensive line. That's an area right away Dave Gettleman said that we need to address. We need to fix the offensive line. So you know that's on the forefront of what they want to do and accomplish moving forward. And also, again, it's going to come to the review process. I think the fact that Justin Pugh has the versatility, has played all along the offensive line, definitely helps him. But also, when you're looking to re-sign somebody, the first thing you look at is durability. How many games has he missed? What is the long-term potential that he's going to be able to fill in and play the entire Week 17 schedule? And right now, that's a question mark when it comes to Justin.
Rob out there in computer land wants to know about the positions you would address during the offseason. We already know Dave Gettleman has prioritized the offensive line.
Yes.
If there was a second and third position you'd like to see upgraded, where would you go?
I would definitely look at the linebacker position at the running back position. You know that this is going to be in the running back group. This is a group that is going to be a highly competitive group that nobody's going to be given their job moving forward here. So, you know, that's an area that they're going to address. But also the linebacker position. We've talked for years now about being able to cover elite running backs out of the backfield, high-quality, dynamic tight ends like we continue to see evolve moving forward. So those are the next two positions I would look at.
Austin wants to ask us about Wayne Gallman, who had over 400 rushing yards during his rookie season, wants to know about his future.
You know, he completely transcended himself as a football player, the way that he was able to start picking up blitzes and being able to step up and make the blocks needed. But when it comes to Wayne, because of his running high like he does sometimes, ball security is job security. Put the ball on the ground too many times this year. That is something that he needs to clean up if he wants to earn the starting position at running back.
Brooklyn's asking us about Nick Saban. He wants to know if he should be considered. I guess a better question is, do you think some superstar college coach should be in the mix?
Well, Nick Saban, I would say, has a good thing going at Alabama.
Yeah,
he's making a lot of money.
How would Cross would it like him to leave? I'll tell you
that. And he has a private jet. I think that Nick Saban's doing just fine in Alabama. But, you know, the one coach that I outside of him, that I thought about, that if you could take him away from college, but I don't think that he ever would be David Shaw, the head coach of Stanford. I love the approach that he has as a coach. He is a young, energetic coach that completely turned around the way that you looked at Stanford. Stanford used to be the soft team.
Right.
Now they are the downhill running team that plays hard-nosed, tough football that runs it right at you.
He has said, of course, that he plans to stay.
Exactly.
All right, let me hit you up on a couple of things here. We still have some time for more comments
okay.
and questions. Giants Rookie of the Year has got to be Evan Engram,
right? Without a doubt. The way that he was able to continue to elevate his game, get the experience, the touchdown catches that he's had, he's only going to continue to get better. Number one, with the practice that he'll have this spring and developing, getting stronger, but also the timing factor. Once he gets those other receivers out there on the field with him, he will be a dynamic player this upcoming season.
Folks, I think we're going to go two for two on this one. Unsung hero of the Giants this year, Brett Jones.
Brett Jones, easily said. The way that he was stepped in, was able to play at the center position. They didn't drop off whatsoever. He played extremely well. His toughness, his confidence, and his ability to make the calls amongst the line of scrimmage, but his strength in the run game, being able to move people at the point of attack, not giving that push in the middle of the pocket, he was easily the unsung hero.
Can I give an honorable mention to DJ Fluker? Because he made a big impact in the running game.
He really did, and you could say DJ Fluker and Delvin Tomlinson. Delvin Tomlinson, the way that he played up against the run, got better as the season progressed. He is another one that is going to have a bright second year in the NFL.
Okay, now this one's a little bit difficult because the Giants did only have a 3-win season. But if I asked you for the Giants MVP in 2017 and I told you I'd probably give it to Eli Manning, what would you say to me?
I would probably agree with you. To be able to go over the 50,000-yard mark and then to go to number six in passing yards in the NFL and pass John Elway, obviously, you know, people will say, well, the start streak, that wasn't because he was injured. That was something that a decision that was made to take that away from him. But when that did happen, what did he do? Continued to show you who he was as a person and the type of character that he has, that he is a great Giant, that he bounced back, showed this team, and brought back this team the way that it should be.
All right, now I'm going to give you one more question. How about this guy who is going to be the one who makes the biggest leap, the biggest step up in 2018 to just elevate his game to where he's a big factor in the season?
This is a great one. I mean, everybody would love to say Evan Engram, which we discussed. The one that I really would like to see shine and outstep himself this upcoming season, and it has to be through health, would be Sterling Shepard. When
okay.
he's healthy on the field, he can make so many dynamic plays for you offensively. The way that you can move him, stem him, or shift him, and dictate coverages on the back end. That's huge, but it's all about him staying healthy and being out on the field.
See, I had a hunch we disagree because I go B.J. Goodson, but he's got to stay on the field,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about being healthy.
Last question comes from Juan. Wants to know, what do you look for in a college coach as compared to experienced NFL coaches if that's the way the Giants decide to go?
Well, number one, you're definitely looking at the recommendations. Who are the ones that are vouching for this college coach to move into the NFL ranks and take over? But two, we all know when you're talking to somebody, body language doesn't whisper, it screams. Are you talking to a college coach that is confident enough to step into New York City, take on the tough times that you have to take on as a head coach with the press and the media? But more than anything, show this football team and show everybody in the NFL, it doesn't matter where you come from, as long as you work hard, have the experience, that you can turn things around.
Folks, remember, you can keep it right here on the Giants Facebook page or at Giants.com or at the Giants Twitter page to get all of your Big Blue information during the course of the offseason, because there's going to be a lot to talk about. For two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal, I'm Paul Dottino. This has been On the Line with Dotson Deal. We'll see you next time.